Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people had asked, and we deliver on this show. The show is called The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. I really call it Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, or Carmen and Lima.
Call it Fat and Thin in the Morning.
Or Fat and Thin in the Morning. Or the number 10 in the morning, because, you know, if you put us together, we look like the number 10.
Which one's which?
Which one's which? But Anthony Lima, ladies and gentlemen, on his day off, coming into work, live on the show, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Lima to talk to Ken Carmen and Jason Lloyd as Lloyd bats around his microphone like he's on an episode of Cops. Just leave your microphone there. Everybody can hear your microphone right now.
That's why
right
we
now.
Have to keep switching the camera angle. Mitch
must have it zoomed in because Jason keeps moving around. Anthony, it's been a test of wills today. It's been rough.
You knew what you were getting into. When you
Lord
called.
Almighty, just leave the microphone alone. Jason, or Lima, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to tell you the Limas have been celebrating Ken Carmen all weekend. Izzy, say what you were going to say.
Good job, Ken.
Good job, Ken, the back-to-back Emmy Awards. We have been celebrating throughout the weekend, and Izzy was ecstatic for you. So I showed her your boy holding on to the hardware. Just incredible.
Izzy's the best. Thank her very much, and thank you.
Jason, how you doing? You didn't win anything.
Now she's yelling in the back. He's saying hi to you, Jason. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I didn't hear you.
Hopefully Jason sold a few subscriptions this weekend.
Sold a few subscriptions to what?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, we know what you did.
I didn't do anything this weekend.
How's your Substack doing?
Huh?
Anyway, Kenny, can you help me out here?
Yeah, what?
We were excited to obviously watch the finals last night. And what is it with the amount of people when I was tweeting about the NBA finals that had to interject that they couldn't believe what a bad product the NBA was? They couldn't believe I was watching the finals. Nobody cares about the finals. What possesses people to go out of the way? Do people do that with you in NASCAR? Do people hit you up weekend long ask why you care about NASCAR?
If I tweet anything about my love of NASCAR, which I watch NASCAR, I watched most of Pocono yesterday. I didn't get to see the finish, but I watched it yesterday. If I say anything about NASCAR, I will always get something because they know that NASCAR people get so defensive, and I just really never take the bait on, you know, the non-athlete, non-sports stuff. I don't care. Fine.
I think anything non-NFL, look, we all watch the NFL. Everybody watches it. So nobody, if somebody tweeted you all weekend, why are you watching the NFL? Bad product. Even though I've made the argument over the last few years, like the last month of the regular season is a bad product in the NFL. But no one would waste time doing that. I'm so curious the psychology of the sports fans everywhere that have to go out of their way to tell you that you're wasting time or nobody cares. Like, are people doing that with golf? Like, I got a lot of buddies that love golf, even after the LIV split, that watch every tournament, they gamble on it. Are people going out of their way to say, why do you care about golf? Like, it's just such a weird thing that the NBA seems to have more people that I don't know if it's political. I don't know if it's the cable news thing. Like, I had buddies that actually said, well, the NBA went woke. I'm like, there's been no political talk at all in the NBA. You didn't see any shirts with any sayings on it. Like, I do think the NBA went out of their way to kind of go the opposite way to make sure, like, hey, we've angered some of our season ticket holders and fans, and we've lost some casual fans over this. Maybe they don't want politics every day shoved down their throat. And that's why I sat there yesterday going, yeah, it sucks, Halliburton, the injury. The game was amazing in the first half. Like, the fact that the Pacers were hanging in there, it was going to be like an all-time Cinderella story. But at no point was I thinking politics, was I thinking, man, this is a terrible product. The fact that America doesn't know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they really don't know Pascal Siakam, they don't know these coaches, even though Carlisle, you can make an argument, had he won last night, we're talking Hall of Fame. Like, none of that seeped into my mind. I'm just so curious why so many people were talking about all that extracurricular.
I think that's become part of the conversation about the NBA, though. I think it's still not a part of the NFL, and I think you're right. I do think the last month of the season can be very arduous, to say the best, or to say the least about it, and to say the worst about it, because especially since we've been on the bottom end of that. But I think that there is this weird, like, I don't do that with tennis. I know a person who loves tennis on TV and radio here, and I don't, okay, like, you like tennis. I don't really watch tennis, but I don't ask them why they quote unquote waste their time watching tennis. So I think I agree with you, Jason.
I mean, the gameplay, it was a phenomenal series.
Yeah.
So the play on the court, you know, I don't think it quite rises to the level of Cavs Warriors in 16. That's the best series I've ever seen in my life. And Game 7 is the best game I've ever covered in my life. But the quality of the play was, I thought, outstanding throughout this whole series. But I do think that it takes time. There are people who were turned off by the NBA over the last few years with some of the political stuff. And I think it takes time. You're not gonna win all of them back overnight. I think it takes time.
Well, and I do think this could be the start of something. Like, people wonder why, like, Jokic, who looks like he's the most talented guy in the league, he's putting up monstrous stats. Why is he not a bigger draw? And I'm like, well, he only went to one finals. Like, you've got to keep getting there. And the NBA, this is where parity, and I heard you guys talking about this early on, this is where parity bites them, you know, in the butt over time, is that when you have a new champion every year, I think it's awesome because it's showing different styles. There's different team builds. There's more teams now to have a chance. I mean, think about how many teams next year are talking about having a chance to at least get to the Western or Eastern Conference Finals, or maybe the championship if you're in the East. But at the same time, you don't have that ability to showcase how great some of the players are perennially because they're not getting to that big stage.
And it doesn't create – I agree with Ken that – dynasties are what drives a lot of, or super teams actually drives a lot of the ratings in the past. And the NBA is trying to actively get rid of that. And we'll see going forward. You know, a lot of people wanted to dismiss the Nuggets title as who they didn't play anybody. And this is sort of the world that the league wanted. And now we'll see if fans embrace it or not. I'm skeptical.
Jason, it's the NFL world. But here's the one thing. What I'm saying is, the NFL, there are how many teams every year that delude themselves, their fan bases, into thinking they can win or at least get to the Super Bowl? There's so many teams.
Yes.
And I think the NBA, this is the first time in my lifetime that the NBA is there. They are certifiably there where you can talk yourself into going to at least the Eastern or Western Conference Finals. I get everybody's talking dynasty, but clearly, like, Oklahoma City could be one injury away, and they're not going to get there. Like, that's where the league is at right now.
And Oklahoma City can get got. Yeah, I understand they just won 68 games, won the championship, and they were the best team in the league start to finish, and they deserved it, and they earned it. But they are, I don't look at them as infallible. You know, this isn't the Warriors of 2017. To the point, like, you can any team in this league can be gotten, but the NBA is not the NFL, and that's where I think the danger is. When Adam Silver talks about the NFL and, well, the NFL is built this way and look how popular the Super Bowl is. Yeah, well, I don't see a world in the next 10, 15 years where the NBA can ever get there in terms of popularity within the NFL.
No, and by the way, nobody can get there. Nobody is going to get there. All these other sports are having peaks and valleys. Like, you could argue the UFC is having another boom. even though I'm not up late on Saturday nights, you know, till 2 a.m. watching these, like these different sports go up and down. Baseball's having a resurgence. The pitch clock's been amazing. Like tennis is trying to build new stars. I just think we're wasting time comparing any of this stuff to the NFL and wondering why these other sports aren't there. Like, let's just accept the fact the NFL is on one tier. College football's probably on the next. And then everybody else is kind of fighting. But I am curious, like, do you guys think I am overstating it when I say that yesterday, one of the bigger Cavs days not involving the Cavs actually playing basketball that I can remember? And I say that, and I thought about it very carefully, that, hold on, my wife is yelling at me because Mason's playing with Play-Doh.
I thought she was out of town now.
Oh, no, she's leaving later today.
Oh, get the hell out of town. Go. Be gone.
I am telling you right now, I think yesterday was a monumental day with the Cavs that didn't even involve them playing. And here's why. Not only do you have one of the biggest news breakers in the NBA world talking about a possible Kevin Durant trade, and it seems like he's not the only one. So clearly the Cavaliers had probed and trying to make some sort of a deal involving Kevin Durant, but also Halliburton going down like that. Like, what a state of confusion if you are on the Cavs right now, or you are close to, say, Darius Garland, because he would have had them in dealt in any kind of deal involving Kevin Durant. What must they be thinking? What is Donovan Mitchell thinking right now about, like, the state of flux? Like, they're running back their core, because I don't think there's going to be a huge deal that they can consummate that can elevate this team that I think the organization would pursue. But that Halliburton injury happening last night, probably having him miss the entire next season, Jason Tatum missing the next season, Dame Lillard missing the next season. This thing is so wide open, but do they think they have a true championship-level team? Clearly, they don't think they did, or they would not be involved in Kevin Durant talk.
He's Kevin Durant. Of course you try. Ken and I talked about this earlier. They were. I don't believe they were ever serious candidates to get Kevin Durant, because the owner would never allow it.
Yeah, but I also think that what Lima is also alluding to here is that the clock has sped up on the Cavs now with these two big injuries in the East.
Well, it's. I don't even know if it's that. It's Kevin Durant. He's still a top 10 player in this league, and he's better than Darius Garland. So if you have the opportunity to get him, yeah, of course you're going to explore that. You should. How many players are truly untouchable in the NBA? Very, very few. Very, very few. So if you have an opportunity to add a guy like that, and you have to look at it, you can't look at it as like Darius is young and Kevin is old. You have to look at it as you have 2 years to win a championship before you have to break this thing apart. That's it. You have 2 years. So I totally get Jason, from the Cavs why they would explore it. I just don't think it was ever realistic from Phoenix's end.
And it probably wasn't. And obviously the financials with the second apron stuff, which you're going to hear a lot about. But what does it say about what the organization thinks of their window? If this was truly part of the calculus, them going after it, I know people are saying, why do you say Darius Garland? There's no other way. I mean, they're not trading Evan Mobley.
There is. They could have done a three-team deal with other pieces. More than likely, it probably would include Darius, I agree. But it's not impossible to have made that work without trading Darius.
Jason, I just think that they are certainly, like, the conversations we have on social media is one thing. They have seen this team fall short, in their estimation, probably three consecutive years. Man, you could go 4 years if you talk about them losing a play-in. They have not been a team that has risen to the occasion. We're watching two teams in the NBA Finals that have endless amount of wings and guards that are considered tough-minded, physical, that are playoff risers. They are looking up and down this roster, and you can't say that about basically anybody outside of Donovan Mitchell. He's the only player who has been able to reach a different level come playoff time, and they were denied that ability to kind of see if they could evaluate any of these other guys on the roster to that extent. I think that is the desperation that would cause them to think about a Kevin Durant deal, and I think it's monumental. I wonder what Darius is thinking, and Donovan is the one. Donovan, we all understand, like, this window is very short with him. You know, we're going to be talking about an extension. You mentioned that earlier in the show. We're already at a Darius extension this summer that he's eligible for. So you consider that, like, I got to give the Cavs credit for not being delusional, but they obviously weren't able to swing a Kevin Durant deal. But what does that mean for them this year and come trade deadline? Like, They could be the one seed in the East, right? They wouldn't make a trade, would they? Well, do they think that they can actually win in the playoffs? And I think that Kevin Durant chatter is pretty solid evidence that they are very concerned about whether or not they can truly win a title.
Again,
with
it's a top 10 player in the league that becomes available. It's almost impossible to get those guys. So, yeah, you have to have that conversation and pursue that. But because they don't get him, I don't think that means Darius is widely available to the rest of the league. I think that was a rare opportunity to significantly upgrade the roster and impact the team and absolutely put you into that championship contention window. But there are so few moves that they can feasibly make outside of that. I don't see it. I don't know. I have yet to see the deal that makes sense for both sides, that seems logical, that makes the Cavs better.
Tone, before we let you go, because you only have a couple of minutes left, Anthony Lima joining us here on the show that he's named after. Do you believe that the Tyrese Halliburton injury is a cautionary tale for the Cavs in the future, for any team in the future in the postseason?
So, the one thing, first of all, we gotta understand the difference between this, and I saw the concussion stuff. I think it's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, Jason.
The difference is NBA guaranteed contracts. These guys are good. Like, they're going to be fine. You're not worried about them and their families, 3 years down the road because of CTE. Like, these guys are all great. Like, this is an amazing, amazing, blessed life that they live. And I can't blame any of these guys or their teams for allowing guys to play under these circumstances. I mean, who knows? Will the Pacers ever be back there in a deciding game, a potential elimination game to win a championship? Like, I wouldn't be shocked if we're talking 20 years from now and that was their best shot. So, I don't think that's a cautionary tale. It does make me think about Donovan. I mean, Donovan Mitchell playing on that calf. Like, can you imagine if he goes down in the playoffs trying to put that whole team on his back, considering he's been playing with similar calf injuries, calf strains the last few years deep into the playoffs? Like, I think it is a question. I think Joe Varden, colleague of Jason's, has a very interesting point of view on this, where his reporting showed that people around the league, the players, they love the Cavs' mindset of being very careful with injuries. But the flip side of that is, what are the Cavs considered around the NBA? They are considered soft. Like, that is not media stuff. That's not fan-driven. They are considered around the league a soft team because of the way they coddle the players with the injuries. So it's such a catch-22. And I think that is fascinating, a fascinating conversation with the Cavs going forward. Like, you got guys like the Morris brother who joined on with the Cavs. Was it Markieff or was it Marcus?
Marcus.
Yeah. And he basically said, this is a soft team. This is a soft organization. Guys should play. There is that tentacle of it. Like, there are guys in the league that they can't believe that Darius Garland and Evan Mobley missed games.
I had guys in the NBA. I had executives in the NBA and NFL texting me saying, I can't believe those guys didn't play game two.
Right. And they were injured. Like, there's no doubt there were injuries. Some guys play through them. Some guys are capable of playing through them. And some guys aren't. And I think this is going to be a huge conversation in the NBA. Guys are getting more and more injured. I think there's the people that dog the NBA, guys are moving so much faster and so much the duration of the way that these guys with the pace and the spacing, they've clocked them. Like, they know there's so much more movement in the NBA game right now than there's ever been. Guys are Euro stepping. They're going off 1 foot. That puts them susceptible. Not to go nitty gritty basketball, but I think there's a lot of problematic movements that are starting in high school with these NBA players. And because of that, I don't think their bodies are necessarily going to be as giving and supportive for those movements. And I think over time, that's why you're seeing these injuries. This is going to be, I think, more the norm in the NBA, especially with 82 games and the 2-month playoff. I think you're going to see more and more of this.
All right. Thank you very much for the time. Enjoy your children. We'll talk to you again soon.
See you guys.
I would like daily check-ins from him when he's alone with the children. We reach out to our very own dangerous Daryl Ryder. Brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Sorry, the sunburn's messing with my head, Daryl. Hello, Daryl.
It's a little hot out there, Ken. I understand.
It's warm. I spent a lot of time.
By the way,
what?
I owe you congratulations on your big wins this weekend.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
I appreciate
that
very much.
Stop complimenting him. I'm the only one that refuses to congratulate him.
Because
I didn't even know.
That's because you're you, Jason, and I'm the better man.
I didn't even know.
Jason's a nasty person. Daryl's a great person. There's the difference. I'm going to go from hell to heaven when I go from Thursday to Friday with Jason and then Daryl, who's hosting. Both are hosting for Anthony Lima, who just joined us but is out this week. Let me start with the Cavs here, Daryl. Daryl, do you believe that this is the clock just started speeding up on the Cavs right now because you got 2 years left? Tyrese Halliburton's out for the year. I mean, he's going to be out for the year. If what his dad's saying is true, his dad says a lot of things, but I'm assuming it's true. Now it's like, oh boy, we got ourselves an opportunity here, and maybe now's the time to strike, but I don't know what moves are out there yet. Just maybe this is the time where it's put up or shut up time for this team.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that's fair. I just looked it up. Over the 2020, 21, and then the 21-22 seasons, the Thunder went 46-108, right? They bottomed out. They collected a ton of assets. And 3 seasons later, they're NBA champions. And, oh, by the way, they still have a ton of first-round draft picks, too. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm not saying that they're the next NBA dynasty in the making, but...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They have their entire team basically under contract next year, and they have all these first round picks at their disposal to get even better, which is a scary thought. And with Halliburton, unfortunately, suffering that ruptured Achilles last night, or at least that's what it sounds and looked like, I think that it does open the door for the Cavaliers a little bit. The East is wide open. And at some point here, when you look at the collection of talent the Cavs have, they got to walk through the door. It's frustrating this year was not the year that they did that, although, as we've talked about in the past, Ken, I'm not convinced they would have beaten the Knicks, and I'm not convinced that had they gotten through New York and gotten to the finals, they would have beaten this Oklahoma City team. So whatever the missing ingredient is, whether it is that mental toughness or the physical toughness or whatever, I do feel like there's a chance they're going to be forced to have to find that internally. But yesterday's news from Sham Sharania, in which he reported the Cavaliers were a wild card to get Kevin Durant. They inquired about it and whatnot. That tells me that Kobe Altman is not just ready to sit on his hands this offseason, despite the restrictions he has to deal with.
He's one of the 10 best players in the game. Of course they should be in on him.
Yeah. You're not doing your job, Jason, if you don't make the phone call, right?
Yeah, I just don't think that wasn't very realistic for a variety of reasons. You know, Ken keeps saying, did the clock speed up? The clock's already ticking pretty fast.
I keep asking. I didn't say it. I'm asking.
But the clock sped
don't
up.
Don't give away what we could sell at 8:45. The clock. Be an entertainer for once in your life, for Christ's sake.
Why do I keep coming in here and dealing with
it? Because you enjoy the abuse. That's why.
Well, I was going to. Well, never mind. Now
Jason, you would
minutes.
Never get this abuse with me. No, I just want to point that out.
You do it now, Jason. Now,
I got to wait 15 minutes to say what I was
going
to say.
No, you do it now. You say it now. Say it.
No, I just. The clock sped up as soon as they entered luxury tax status. Right. And as soon as their salary jumped, as soon as they made the trade for DeAndre Hunter and they became a second apron team next year, that's when the clock sped up. It really has nothing to do with Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I come up with something else for 8:45.
Shador. I'm kidding. Well, you know, but Jason said it himself. I think the best chance for them to get better is just Evan's growth. I mean, he has to be the number one player on this team as much as we all love Donovan Mitchell. And I think there's a lot of trust with Donovan Mitchell because I've seen it with him over the last couple of years. And I even saw it with him in Utah. I mean, he takes over. He becomes the guy. But I think that we all are left with an uncomfortable truth that if this team is going to get to the NBA Finals, it's going to really have to start going through Evan. And so, Daryl, I have to admit this, that Darius Garland's injury, it might be a great start for the Cavs because it has to force Evan to take a stronger stance within this offense. And by the time that Darius comes out, it's not like he's going to be out until like March or April or something like that. But by the time he comes back, it might be like, hey, like we have to run the offense this way. And you can't be as ball dominant as you've been before. We have to throw the ball inside of the block a little bit and open up opportunities for you and Donovan on the outside.
Yeah, well, there's also been the emphasis this year to get Evan to work on the perimeter as well and not be shy about shooting those three-pointers. Now, that's something that J.B. Bickerstaff started in his final season here in Cleveland, and it continued under Kenny Atkinson. But I do agree. Like, Evan Mobley, no disrespect to Donovan Mitchell, but Evan Mobley does have to be the best player on this team. He took a quantum leap this year. And then, frankly, they need him to take another quantum leap come next season. There's no question about that. Kobe Altman made that very clear in his postseason congratulatory press conference. We won 64 games, but we're out in five again for the third straight year in the playoffs. But they've got to find ways to either correct or find someone that helps them fix what has been the same narrative each of these three off seasons: not mentally tough enough, not physically tough enough, not prepared for the hand that was dealt to us by our opponents in the playoffs. It happened against the Knicks, happened against the Celtics, and it happened against the Pacers. And yes, the last 2 years, injuries are part of that, but injuries are part of the game, and you got to be able to overcome some stuff. And this Cavalier team seems to be one that when the heat is on, they struggle the most, and that's not how you go on and win NBA championships. So they've got to figure that unknown quantity, that it factor, whatever it is. They got to get that figured out, whether that's bringing in a piece or, again, the internal development. And I think that does go far beyond just Evan Mobley taking another quantum leap.
Darryl, we played a clip earlier, Daniel Jeremiah saying he believed the Browns will start one of the rookies at quarterback in week one. Ken says that is a catastrophic, tragic mistake. What say
did I
you?
Say catastrophic or tragic?
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's a very bad mistake, I got to tell you.
Well, I don't know if I would go as far as Ken went with it, Jason, but I would say that I would not do that. I would not start. Look, you're talking about third and fifth round picks here. This isn't a first rounder, okay? These are third and fifth round picks. There's a reason they were drafted where they were drafted, and to have the expectation that either one of these kids is just going to be ready to roll week one against the Bengals, I just don't think is realistic. I also don't think it's fair. You brought in Joe Flacco. You brought back Joe Flacco, rather, for a reason. You traded for Kenny Pickett for a reason. Frankly, I think, at least for now, this isn't a four-man quarterback race. For me, it's a two-man race. It's between Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco to start. And one and two things are going to happen. The loser gets voted off the island and gets moved in a trade for a late-round draft asset, or they just go ahead and keep all four of these guys on the roster, which I, having covered the Browns as long as I have, and Jason, you know this too, and Ken, you know this too, the more quarterbacks, the merrier with this franchise. But yeah, I don't think that starting a third or a fifth-round pick in week one of their rookie season, I just don't think that's the way to go.
Can I tell you, I'm annoyed by one thing that's being thrown out there. I wasn't annoyed by Shador Sanders and his speeding tickets. Guys get speeding tickets. I hope he slows it down after this.
Right.
I really do. The thing about, well, he's not around his dad anymore. And it's like, well, you,
yeah.
Like, dear old dad ain't going to be there for you all the time, man. Like, we got to be grown-ups here. That doesn't, just because dad's not, I know that, hey, we get around, we get away from dad, we get away from home, we act a fool, but I'm not. We're in the NFL now, man. Your time for sowing your wild oats was years ago. We can't do that now.
But he didn't get that opportunity because dad was always there.
Well, I'm sorry. Then I guess he never gets the opportunity.
I don't buy it.
Now's not the time to be doing that stuff.
I'm not buying that as an excuse, but I do think it's a fascinating point that he's been under his dad's thumb literally his entire life and all through college. Think about all the crazy things we did in college because it was our first time breaking away from the parents, and he did not get that. I'm sure he still had his moments, but dad was still lingering.
Okay, but then that means that it's a professional sports franchise. This is not the place to go ass off because dad can no longer look after you.
And I agree.
He's not in the position to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a valid excuse, but it is fascinating that I hadn't really thought of that this is his first time away from dad.
Well, and the other thing too, guys, driving 100 miles an hour is really not news in Texas. Like, that's what they do down there.
You know, somebody did mention, was it Eric Mangini who mentioned that? And I'm like, you know, elsewhere, outside, I'm not justifying it. 100 miles, 100 miles. Okay,
of course that's fast. Not. Me neither.
And I know you're not. But there are people around the country like, you guys move like slugs up there. It's very restrictive. Excuse me. It's very restrictive on the speed here.
I mean,
Owen's from Oklahoma.
We talked about it Friday with Daryl. The turnpike's 80 where I live. Like, it's
really,
I went back to Oklahoma over Mother's Day weekend and doing 90 was not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I can't count the number of times I've been over 100. I'm not going to kill the kid for driving 100 miles an hour.
You should see how fast that parade's going to go when they have it for the Thunder. It's going to be.
It wasn't a big deal, and then when I hear, like, well, his dad's not with him anymore, I go, no, God. We're not doing the Brad McCoy stuff all over
again. I agree that is not a valid excuse.
That's all.
No, he, look, it's the first blip, right? I mean, he's done everything right since getting here. He has shown himself to be able to handle us very well. He's looked good on the field. He's done a lot of stuff off the field as far as, working with and hanging out and talking to kids in the area without sending out press releases saying, oh, look at what I'm going to do. Please come on out and cover this. I'm not killing him over the speeding tickets. I'd like him to take the foot off the accelerator a little bit and be a little safer out there. But, I'm like everyone else. We've all been there, so let's not be throwing stones at the same glass house we all live in.
Daryl, thank you for the hot time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take it easy on Jason.
Has it turned in an hour and ever for the Cavs overnight? Tyrese Haliburton goes down. Last night, game 7, he looks like that's going to be out for a year. That's an Achilles injury. According to his father, who spoke to Shams Charania, Tyrese Haliburton, and it was a bad injury enough to put him in crutches for the rest of the night and have it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything The easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Had that be part of the conversation.
You knew what it was as soon as you saw it.
Yeah, but you don't. You know, I can't sit there and go shoot my mouth off because who actually knows what happened?
Well, yeah, you're not a Twitter doctor. You can't just assume.
I actually blocked all the Twitter doctors out there.
I don't even go on Twitter anymore. Very rarely.
You're just the best, aren't you?
Well, what's the difference in you blocking all the Twitter doctors and me just not going on at all?
Because it makes it more fun. Plus, it's more conversational with me. It looks like he's torn his Achilles and he will be out for a significant amount of time. Probably not until October of 2026 is the beginning of that season. So it looks like he's going to miss an entire year. Has it become now or never for the Cavaliers with Tyrese Halliburton's injury and Jason Tatum's injury in Boston?
Well, I was just saying, I went home. I made sure we were at friend's house yesterday and I told my wife, I'm like, I got to go home, watch this game. It's game seven. And like, not a huge NBA guy, but it's game seven. You got to go home and watch it, right?
Game seven.
And she goes, well, who do you want to win? Do you want the Thunder to win? You're from Oklahoma. Like, and we've talked about, like, they moved there after I left, so they're not my team, right? But I just told her then, I go, whichever, I want whoever wins that gives the Cavs a better chance to go further next year, right? And in a weird way, like, the Halliburton injury gives them a better chance to move forward. I didn't wish it on him, but it's changed my mind about what I want them to do this offseason.
Well, no one's wishing it on them, but no one's going to call you a bastard for trying to take advantage.
There's one less team now that you're competing with.
Yeah, you can feel that way. That doesn't make you a bad person for that. But I tell you what, I think there's a sub-question to this as well, because I think that this is where it hits you right in the face. When is that Donovan option? You looked that up earlier in the show. Do you remember when that...
He can opt out after next year.
After this coming years, right? After 2025, 2026. Then I do think it becomes now or never. And the reason for that is simple. I mean, you were frustrated after this last finals run, or excuse me, playoff run that didn't really become a run. Everybody else was frustrated. I think he was frustrated.
I'm sorry.
As well.
I think I had that wrong. I think the option is 27-28.
Well, then if the option is 27-28, then it does give you a little bit of time.
Because that's why it's a 2-year window. That's why because they have this entire thing under control for 2 more years.
So no matter what, I think it's a 2-year. Okay, because it. Yeah, I didn't know. I asked you. You gave me bad information, but that's beside the point. If it's 2 years, it's still 2 years. I think that when you get those guys back in 27-28 or 26-27, I think it's going to become a little bit different and obviously more difficult in the East. It's already going to be more difficult in the West. But coming out of the East, I think people look at this is your opportunity. This is put up or shut up time for this team, because they're as frustrated as they've ever been with this team. And I, to the point where I think that they've wanted to make trades to punish guys some way, somehow. And I don't believe in any of that, but it's like, hey, this is going to be time to take that next step, if ever.
But they won 64 games.
But they didn't do anything in the postseason.
They were acting like they were the Magic.
And overall, Jason, I agree with you. But when you don't do anything in the postseason, you're killing any regular season zest. Like, I can sell you on the regular season in some way about Evan's growth because of Darius' injury.
Yeah.
People are just not going
to
buy that.
I'm not trying to say that 64 games wins them anything. It doesn't. I'm saying to have this conversation about, well, is now the time? Yeah, it's been the time. It was as soon as they made the trade for DeAndre Hunter, it became the time.
But I think it's the time naturally for this team. This is what's most frustrating about it. Now's the time. Time for what? Well, time to get to the finals. So many people I'm talking to right now, they don't believe that they can go to the finals without a significant trade.
And that's why
I don't know how you make that trade, but they believe that's the only way you're going to get to the finals is with shaking up the core four.
And that's why I just think the pendulum has swung so far the other way on this and how this team is viewed. I just think it's unfair. And I was as hard on them as everybody else was when the season first ended. And yeah, they deserved it. They deserved the scorn to have the season that they did and to be, I mean, to have the horrible timing of playing your worst basketball of the year at the most important two-week stretch at that moment is terrible. But that doesn't mean that it's an awful team that you blow the whole thing up.
No.
And plus, with the rules the way that they are, it's very, very difficult for them to make a trade and get better.
Exactly.
That's the reality.
But you're not, I think for, like, Anthony has brought this up several times, you're not blowing the thing up. I think you have more of a risk of blowing it up if you move on from a Darius Garland than people want to admit, because you could bring in a bunch of role guys, as has been said to me, and I think he can be just a programmatic non-fit and be a non-entity in the postseason. I still think he can make the postseason, but I don't know if you're going to be any more of a threat than what you've ever been before by taking away talent from your basketball team. Naturally, I think that it has to start with Evan, but I think that the clock has sped up with a lot of people where your opportunity is not going to be much better out of the East. Orlando's going to be better this coming year. Yeah. Detroit is going to naturally get better. Who knows what they're capable of? I don't know what their cap situation is or anything like that, but I'm sure they're capable of something. Like, we are a team that's kind of up against it. I have Boston that, as you have said earlier this morning, not just with the Jason Tatum injury, they're going to shed salary, and they're going to be getting rid of some guys, which means that you are going to be able to take that next step. You're already the number one seed, but in seriousness with everybody else, taking that next step. So this coming year is very much that year, except that the fans don't really trust the guys who are in the uniform now because of what happened in the postseason. They do not trust these guys anymore.
When you talk about trades and when you talk about Darius and you talk about moving on and breaking this up, what's really fascinating to me in all of this, for years, I've talked about this before, but there's this saying in the NBA that four quarters don't equal a dollar. That you want dollar players in the NBA. Dollar players are what win you championships. Obviously, LeBron, Kevin Durant, these are dollar players. Donovan Mitchell's a dollar player. You can't trade a dollar player, get four quarters back, and be a better team. You would take the dollar every time. Last night, Sam Presti said he absolutely believes that depth is the new way in the NBA. And it's just, it's as we talk about this new world, as we talk about parity, as we talk about this dynamic shifting, I wonder if that is still true. Do four quarters equal a dollar?
Then,
and I don't know that we know the answer to that.
Then let me ask you another unanswerable thing. Are we focusing on the wrong people then? Like, I hear about Okoro or Strus or Wade or someone else there and the possibilities of making moves in those spots. And I think that people just go, well, that's not going to fix anything. Okay, but if we're talking about depth and guys who can help out, like Darius Garland, no matter what, is going to be injury prone. That's just what his career is. Evan Mobley is going to put on more weight, but he's still going to be more slight. You don't want him too heavy. Jared Allen's Jared Allen, and Donovan is still always going to be 6'3 or 6'4, which still makes him undersized. As much muscle as he has,
he ain't 6'4.
It's going to make him, okay, so he's 6'3. It's going to make him undersized. So the part where you become better is on those margins, is on that edge, because I don't think you can move on from those four guys. The easiest one, I think, to move on from is Jared Allen.
Yes.
And that means you're going to get more depth, hopefully, because you find guys that are coming along with these other teams that are not household names. We have guys on this team that are not household names. Where are they when you need them the most. It's easy to fill it up against Miami, a team that wasn't trying. It was obviously much different in the second round.
Max had an awful final game. What was he, 0-for-9, I think, in the closeout game.
And sent a text to everybody before it about how hard they were going to work.
Terrible, terrible, terrible final game. Up until that point, I thought Donovan trusted him more than anybody else on the floor throughout the playoffs. So I would not put him, like, to me, he's one of the, and he's got the finals experience. He's been there. He understands that he's one of the few guys on this roster that has. I would not put him in that conversation. In terms of Okoro and Wade, they have no trade value. Like, Dean has more than Isaac. Isaac has no trade value.
Well, I don't, but where else am I supposed to improve? I can't improve anywhere else. I can't just trade away Darius Garland for a bunch of no-namers.
I agree with you. And that's why, so when you look at, like, look at how Boston did it. They didn't touch Jalen and JT were their core pieces.
Yes.
Marcus Smart was an integral piece to what they did. And I remember foolishly now at the time thinking, I don't know if they got better or not by trading Marcus Smart and bringing in Porzingis. And then, I mean, Porzingis had a ton of injuries too. But then when you look at Porzingis, you're like, oh yeah, okay. This is a totally different monster. They're significantly better. And the Jrue Holiday piece was a huge piece for them. Same thing with OKC. Shea was the guy there. But Josh Giddey was important to what they did. So to me, the translation there is Jarrett. So Evan and Donovan are probably your untouchables at this point. Darius, I would put third on that list, and Jarrett is the one. Jarrett's very important to what they do. He's integral to what they do, but he's also been a no-show when they needed him the most the last couple of years. And I wrote after the season, I don't know how you bring him back. I just don't know how you bring him back. But at the same time, you can't just give him away for nothing, and it's very difficult for this team to make trades right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.